106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're talking about vacations on this next break as we're getting closer and closer to vacation season. And new research came out about what vacations do to us before we're even on vacation. And we are absolutely susceptible to this here on the Wake Up Call. But I want to find out from you guys if you are. Tien, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Fantastic. So I understand you have a vacation, a real big vacation coming up, right?
Yes, we're going to Cancun for our honeymoon.
Never been.
Cancun for your honeymoon. That is exciting. When are you getting married?
I am getting married in January of next year, so it's right around the corner.
So the honeymoon's not until...
January of next year is right around the corner?
There's a lot of money that we have to do.
All right. Yeah. Well, then this might not apply to you yet, okay? Because according to new research, 60% of Americans, when they book a vacation, they already mentally check out. As soon as they book it. And it gets worse and worse and worse as they approach the vacation.
Well, okay. I don't know that we necessarily mentally check out the second we book a vacation on this show. But I can assure you, within 2 weeks of it, we are long gone. We might be here physically.
No.
We are not here mentally or emotionally.
Well, Tien, we're so mentally checked out before a vacation, especially if it's like a holiday where all of us are going to be gone.
Yeah.
We should be fired.
We should be fired.
We shouldn't be allowed near the microphones.
Nope.
Like,
And right before Christmas break this year, we said over and over on the air, you should just let us go on vacation now.
Yeah.
Like, definitely, to save the show.
So, Tien, is that happening for you already or not yet?
Well, we're booking for June, so.
All right.
June, a couple months. So, from June to December, I guess I'm mentally checked out.
Yeah, you're gone.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, if you're Tien's boss, you got
six
months of uselessness out of her. And the same thing might be happening to Maddie. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
What is your vacation and when is it?
It's next month, a day after the school ends.
Okay.
The day after school ends, and where are you going?
We're going to Hawaii.
There's no way that you are still mentally with us.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, that's terrifying. Okay.
You know what? Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to go on vacations. And I hate to say that because y'all are angels on earth. But
right.
If we know that as a society, we check out before a vacation.
Right.
There will be times when we're about to go on vacation and we literally look at each other and go, I don't want to do this right now.
No.
And then we just pivot and don't do our work.
I'm going to tell you a secret, Maddie. There are times where we're mentally checked out for a pre-vacation vacation where we're like, you know what? I'm going to have a drink.
Yeah. You know what? It's 8 a.m. Nobody's here because they're working from home.
Right.
Let's have a Bloody Mary.
I'm going to have a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Not near the equipment.
Right. That's the problem.
Maddie, thank you so much. No, nurses can go on vacation. We just have to spring it on them. Like,
oh, you're right. They
like
can't know.
Yes.
Okay,
like one day we go
that.
To Nurse Maddie and we just go, guess what? You're going on vacation today.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
And let's talk one more to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Now, you have a vacation coming up as well. Where are you going and when is it?
Okay, so we're going to Universal Studios the week of the 14th. And we still haven't decided on exactly what day, but I don't want to do the weekend. So we're going to try to do it during the week. And yes, there's so much anxiety. My husband's in charge of the booking, and he wants to do everything when we get there because... he says, you know, you get military discounts, but he doesn't understand. Things can be packed and sold out.
Okay, you're not doing
so
this right.
He's stressing me out.
Mm-hmm. You're not doing this right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to, in order to take advantage of the I'm checking out,
mm-hmm.
you have to have it all done.
Yeah, step one, book it.
Yeah. It has to be done.
You're feeling this anxiety because nothing's booked yet.
Yeah. And otherwise, you're not going to have a chance to check out.
No. And then what do you do for a living?
I'm an optician. I sell glasses.
Oh, okay. All right. So worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to
give somebody an ugly pair.
Or you put a pair of glasses on somebody and poke them in the eye. You know?
It's not good.
Okay. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying what's worst that could happen? That's it, you know? So book your vacation, and then just like 60% of Americans, according to research, check the F out.
Yeah.
You would have been booked if it were in my court, but because since he got back, I'm letting him be financial, you know, so he can get his bearings, but he's stressing me out.
He can get his bearings after this vacation.
That's right. Yeah. Don't talk to him anymore.
No, he's leaving him out of this.
He's bad at this. You do it. Okay. Mentally check out before your vacation and call it a pre-vacation vacation.
Yes.